Pickens. That's according to Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Pickens has yet to sign the franchise tag, which would be worth $27.3 million in 2026. The Cowboys notified Pickens' agent last week of their decision that they want him to play under that tag next season. Spurs center Victor Wembanyama will have more tests done today after suffering a concussion in last night's Game 2 loss to Portland. Game 3 of the series in Portland comes up on Friday. Day baseball saw the Marlins drop the Cardinals by a score of 4-1. Right now, in St. Pete, the Rays lead the Reds 5-1. That's in the seventh inning. Also in the seventh in Cleveland, Astros up on the Guardians by a score of 2-0. Orioles have a 2-1 lead on the Royals. That one's in the fourth. San Diego Padres have signed pitcher Lucas Giolito to a one-year deal with a mutual option for 2027.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Well, following research that shows California's 2016 ag overtime law resulted in a decline in farm worker earnings, State Senator Melissa Hurtado co-authored Senate Bill 921, which would create a tax credit to offset the cost to farmers of paying overtime premiums. Hurtado told Ag Alert it's something she's been very vocal about, which is not a popular thing for a Democrat to do. She says this doesn't have to be a situation where everyone loses. A coalition of leading agricultural organizations is urging Congress to prioritize funding for local and regional food procurement in upcoming economic relief packages. The effort is led by the National Farmers Union, American Farmland Trust, National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, and the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. NFU President Rob LaRue says investing in local and regional food procurement isn't just good policy, but it's how we keep family farms viable. And an agricultural economist warns that ongoing conflict in the Middle East could put added financial pressure on U.S. farmers. Purdue University's Michael Langemeyer says uncertainty may contribute to rising inflation, and while not all input costs are expected to rise, expenses like fuel and fertilizer are the primary concern. At the same time, higher interest rates would increase the cost of borrowing for operating loans and equipment purchases.
Cattle producers, it's a Brent Cowan Pair Special this Friday, April 24th at Torrington Livestock Markets, Torrington, Wyoming, featuring major dispersions from the Double S Ranch, Double Eight Ranch, and Indian Meadows, plus more top consignments from Red Mountain, Mowry, Goodrich, and R&K Farms. Need pairs? Check out J&D Cattle, TB Cattle, Horblit Ranch, and PT Livestock, along with breeding bulls from Sidwell Herefords. Full details at torringtonlivestock.com, and don't forget you can bid online via Cattle USA.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm. No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are higher in afternoon trading after President Trump extended the ceasefire with Iran. Also, a strong run of earnings reports so far is lifting investor sentiment. However, oil prices are spiking after several ships were targeted in the Strait of Hormuz. West Texas Intermediate, the U.S. crude oil benchmark, is at around $93 a barrel. And the Wall Street Journal says the Trump administration is nearing a rescue deal for Spirit Airlines. Under the agreement, the U.S. government government would loan Spirit as much as $500 million, with the government receiving a potential stake in Spirit in return. The Journal says the Transportation and Commerce Departments are involved in the talks. Spirit shares are up over 500% on the news. Shares of Best Buy are falling 5%. The electronics retailer CEO Corey Barry is stepping down after years of tepid sales. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Sometimes I think we need to remind ourselves of what it is we're trying to preserve in this country. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Every once in a while, all of us native-born Americans should make it a point to have a conversation with one who is an American by choice. It can do a lot to strengthen our resolve to be free for another 200 years. In a dinner at Mount Vernon back in Revolutionary times, Lafayette turned to his host and said, "General Washington, you Americans, even in war and desperate times, have a superb spirit. You're happy and you're confident. Why is it?" Washington answered, "There's freedom, there is space for a man to be alone and think, and there are friends who owe each other nothing but affection." So simple an answer and so true. Now, 200 years later, our self-respect as a nation has undergone a strain. At times, it has seemed as if the symbol of American power has become our departing ambassador, flag under his arm, boarding a rescue helicopter. But there's an awful lot of that other America still around. Like beauty, it may be in the eye of the beholder. A few years back, a woman who had fled from Poland wrote a letter and said, "Among some of our American-born friends, it is not fashionable to be enthusiastic about America. There's Vietnam, drugs, urban and racial conflict, poverty and pollution. Undoubtedly, this country faces urgent and serious problems. But we newcomers see not only the problems, but also solutions being sought and applied." She goes on to say, "I love America because people accept me for what I am. They don't question my ancestry, my faith, my political beliefs. When I want to move from one place to another, I don't have to ask permission. When I need a needle, I go into the nearest store and get one. I don't have to stand in line for hours to buy a piece of tough, fat meat. Even with inflation, I don't have to pay a day's earnings for a small chicken. I love America because America trusts me. I don't have to show an identity card to buy a pair of shoes. My mail isn't censored, and my conversations with friends aren't reported to the secret police." Well, on July 5th, the London Daily Mail filled its editorial page with an article by Ferdinand Mount, in which he sharply criticized his fellow Britons and other Europeans who delight in lambasting the United States. He said, "What the world needs now is more Americans. The United States is the first nation on earth deliberately dedicated to letting people choose what they want and giving them a chance to get it. For all its terrible faults, in one sense, America still is the last best hope of mankind, because it spells out so vividly the kind of happiness which most people actually want, regardless of what they're told they ought to want." He concluded by saying, "We criticize, copy, patronize, idolize, insult, but we never doubt that the United States has a unique position in the history of human hopes, for it is the only nation founded solely on a moral dream. A part of our own future is tied up in it, and the greatest of all the gifts the Americans have given us is hope. Thank you, Mr. Mount. We needed that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
And good afternoon and welcome to... Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off. Sorry, my headphones weren't on out there, KPRL, so I couldn't hear myself talking.
Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
And good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off for the third time, I think. Sorry about that. I had some technical difficulties. My earphones weren't working, so I couldn't hear the music there. Anyway, we have a good show for you today. Karen's out, so my name's Eric Gorham, filling in for Karen Veeley. I will tell you, there is a good article up at Cal Coast News. I would go check it out. It is on the dark money that is not going into Jimmy's campaign, but being used as supporters are using that money for Jimmy's campaign or to help him get elected. She kind of breaks it down who's involved. These are all people that have been supporters of Jimmy and put a lot of money into his campaigns in the past and have really pushed to get him in. Don Ernst at one time also threatened Lynn Compton if she didn't vote a certain way that he was going to get Jimmy elected. And which he actually kind of came through on years back. So anyway, go over to Cal Coast News. You'll see it. It should be up at the top, one of the banners roaming around. I think that's a good article. And I know Kevin was talking about it this morning. Just a little more information on the Paulding campaign and the Dark Money PAC supporting him. But we have two special guests here. We're going to talk about a few things. We have Donnell Nichols and we have Diane Howell, right?
Hull.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just looking at your name and then I can go and mess it up. But they're from the Women's Federated, or I should say it right.
Paso Robles Republican Women Federated.
And I always butcher that for some reason. I get them in the wrong sequence. But we have a few things to talk about, but I want to kind of go back to maybe a few times throughout the show about just the meeting you have upcoming. I think it's a good one. I think if people want to go and see what you guys are about, this is a great meeting to go to. Your next couple, I think, are pretty good. And it's a good place if you just want to go have... Are you guys doing dinners or...?
We're doing dinners, 5 o'clock at the Bella Sara. It's May 11th will be our next meeting, and we have guest speaker Don Wagner, who is our candidate for Secretary of State. We're looking forward to hearing him. And I just heard from Adam
Verdin,
who is running for Board of Supervisors in San Luis Obispo District 4. He will be joining us also, so we'll be happy to hear from him and see where he sees the county going, hopefully when he gets elected.
Right, and that is an important election that could be for the balance of power in the county, which we lost a few years ago, and things have been changed considerably about how our counties run, and the money going out has increased considerably too, to the point where it's become unsustainable, I think, in our county to keep spending the way we are. But somehow our board of supervisors and their infinite wisdom keep spending. So anyway, that should be a great meeting. And it's so as a man, you can be an affiliate member.
You can be an associate member. It's okay. $15 a year. I mean, come on, what a bargain.
Right. And then for women, it's...
$40 to be a member, but our meetings are always open to the community, so you do not have to be a member to attend. You're not committed to that, but we, of course, we'd love to have you as a member. Once you come, you might want to join.
But yeah, coming in, grab the dinner, and the dinner, the cost on that?
The dinner for a non-member is $35, and the cost for a member, since members have an advantage, is $30. And you just need to send us an email. Either go to our website at pasorobosrwf.org, or you can email us at info@pasorobosrwf.org if you want to attend. We'd love to have you.
But, you know, going to these, you kind of get to see what's going on, find out, oh, do I want to be a member of this? And I think, you know, I've been to mostly North County, so I've gone to Paso and I've gone to Atascadero, and I've spoke, I've listened to different speakers, and I think it's a kind of a great place. You know, I think you mostly see women, but when you guys have these events, you see a lot more men. You guys did...
We did Steve Hilton in March, and I would say it was about 40-45% men, and we know the difference, being Republicans.
It's sometimes hard to tell, but and, yeah, not usually with Republicans. You can usually spot the men and the women.
And in March, or last July, we had Sheriff Bianco, and that was about 40% the gentlemen. And they weren't members. Most of the people who attended were not members. So we had sold out events, and I do have to brag that we are the only Republican group in North County who has had three candidates running for for California governor. We had Leo Zaki, Sheriff Bianco, and Steve Hilton. So we're proud of that.
Awesome. So just real quick, maybe what is your group trying to accomplish? I mean, everybody has their, you know, I'm on the Central Committee. We have what we're trying to accomplish, and every group's a little different. So just so people know, what are you guys all about?
Okay, so what my main thing is right now is getting the vote out. Every candidate we have had come and talk to us, Shannon Kessler, Vanessa Rosso, we just had in April, Bianco Hill, everybody says if we don't get the vote out, we're going to lose again. So we're all about getting people. This is a primary. People tend to sit on their Aunt Fanny's and not get out. We need to get the vote out. So we're primarily focused on that and registering voters.
And I think in the county right now and in the state, we have, and it's not necessarily a balance of power in the state, it's maybe getting a Republican in the office in our county is literally could change the balance of power here. So if you are conservative, you need to get out and vote. And I know there was a couple of votes in the last election that... it was staggering to know the amount of Republicans that didn't show up. We started looking at the data at RPSLOC, and we were like, man, we could have won that if people just shown up and voted.
It's just the show up, call your neighbors, call your family, call your friends. If they need their ballots picked up, offer to pick them up and drop them off. Diane has a list of where you can drop off ballots if you don't want to go in day of.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Which I have to grab.
That's okay. Right. I know for sure the headquarters.
Yeah, both headquarters, AG and Atascadero, we accept them and we bring them in daily.
Right. And then also the library in Atascadero and Paso Robles. You do want to make sure if you're dropping it off, you do it in a secure location that's locked at night, not at a box sitting in a parking lot somewhere.
Right, and you can go directly into the county clerk if you so choose. Yeah. And I don't know if they're opening up the county clerk in Atascadero this year or if it's just going to be in SLO.
You could also drop it off at a voter service center. In Paso Robles, there's the Paso Robles Senior Center, the Event Center, which is at the fairgrounds, and the Paso Robles Culinary Academy.
So there's lots of places. Get your votes in, people, please.
Yeah, That is huge.
Yeah, it is. Diane also has a couple things that she wants to hit on tax.
All right.
Eric already talked about how much we spend. Well, they want to add more to our taxes.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, and I'm specifically the half percent sales tax that SLOCOG has already put it on our ballot
for June 2nd. But there's also a secondary group, a citizen-run group, that is the name, they're calling it Better Roads for All, and it's also a half-a-cent sales tax for the county. This is countywide. Paso Robles City, you know, does have their own sales tax revenue for roads, and that generates about $15 million a year. The county proposal, if it passes, would generate $35 million a year, but it would be allocated based on the measures outlined in the ballot.
And I think one thing I just want, I don't mean to cut you off, but one thing about some of these initiatives, and there's people out there doing signatures right now, et cetera, and what they're not telling you is that it is a new tax. They're trying to say, well, the money's going to stay here and this, that, and the other thing. They're not telling you it's a new tax. They're also not telling you it brings it to a simple majority vote.
That's the citizen-led initiative.
Right.
So right now they're gathering signatures. They need 12,400 by April 30th to get it on the ballot.
Yeah.
That seems like a small number. I'd be surprised if they don't get 12,000.
But they are being very deceiving, and when you're out there, they may get you to sign this. They're going to say, look, we're going to fix your roads, this, that, and the other thing, but what they're not telling you is right now it takes a two-thirds vote, and they're trying to make it a simple majority vote. This comes up year after year after year. It gets defeated year after year after year, so the workaround is make it a simple majority vote. They need 50% plus one vote, and this goes through, and you get to pay a new tax.
That's right, and the other thing about this tax is that it's going to be 55% will be allocated to the cities. So if you live in an unincorporated area, you're not going to get what you think you might get.
Right. And if you look at it too, if you're in the county, and I know a lot of people that listen to this are, as our board of supervisor, when I'm talking about that balance of power, the conservative, when we had our platform in the county, when it was three conservatives, roads were number two. They're not in the top three anymore.
That's why you mentioned spending. I think taxpayers are really starting to look more about how government, at all levels of government, spend our tax dollars. And, there's things that are nice to have, and those are things that we must have. And I think we need to focus on the must-haves and what government was put in place to provide those services to us, roads, protection, fire, safety.
Right. And right now it's housing and homeless, which I'm not saying they don't belong anywhere. But if you look at the money we spend and where it goes, it's not always spent great, not appropriately. And, there are cutbacks. So I have a feeling if we don't change this balance of power, more of our money is going to go away from our roads, away from public safety, and go into the homeless coffers, basically, to make up the difference, because that's all good and cut by 50% for state and federal resources anyway. So it'll be interesting. Anything else on there that we want to hit before we...
Well, there's one example of spending that I ran across earlier this month, and that is the county government, the Board of Supervisors announced $1 million grant to give 200 low-income individuals free bus rides around San Luis Obispo County. So I ran the numbers. It's 200 for 1 year. So if you take $1 million and do the math, that's $416 per person to get a free bus ride for a year. It costs $43 per month for a unlimited pass, and then half of that, $21 if you're a senior. So we're spending $416 per month per recipient, right, when it really costs $23 or $45.
And what's interesting about a lot of these grants that people may not realize is a lot of times the county staff will start using the grants to pay for the research before it goes to the supervisors. And when the supervisors go to say no, they say, oh, well, we're going to have to return $3 million. Do you want to do that, or do we want to move on with the grant? So they actually hold our supervisors hostage by spending that money. And grants are not free money. They're portrayed as free money. It's tax money coming from a larger area, coming from either the state or the feds. It's still tax money. And a lot of times what happens is when it dries up, we have to keep paying for those programs. Not all of them, but a good percentage of them. Okay, we got... It costs, $5 million a year. We got a $16 million grant to get things up and running. And then guess what, San Luis Obispo? You got to pay for that $5 million a year from now on out. So, yeah, we got a free program, but somebody has to upkeep it. And that's in my opinion, why our county isn't having the financial problems it's having, aside from, you know, pensions, etc. But
just the word free scares me, because nothing is free. Somebody's paying for it.
I think Reagan, and I'm going to butcher what he said, but it was basically, if somebody knocks on your door saying, I'm here from the government, I'm here to help you, or I'm going to solve your problems, you should run away from that as fast as humanly possible. That is not the American way, at least not the America that I grew up in and I hope to continue living in here. It's starting to change, but we need to fight to get that back. So the tenants, who we talked about getting the vote out, but are you guys doing registration? I mean, what do you guys push throughout the year?
So we have a committee. I can't think of who's heading it right now. It doesn't matter, I guess, but would to her. We have 8 people who signed up, which I'm really proud of. We asked one time and we got a slew of people. So we're looking for a place probably either outside of Albertsons or Walmart to set up to have voter registration. Then we're going to be working in the headquarters on Tuesday, so people bringing in their ballots can,
nice,
they'll be open, and they need a group on Tuesday.
I'm going to cut you off real fast because we do have a phone call. Thanks for calling in, and welcome to Sound Off.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys could explain to me why we're not able to use TOT money for roads.
That is a good question. I don't know that our guests today really deal with that, but I can get some information, maybe pass it on to Kevin tomorrow morning, and maybe he can go over that. Do you listen in the morning?
Yeah, that seemed to me, when I was involved with city council affairs, that was, I guess the expression is, that's the third rail. We can't touch the TOT funds.
Right.
But I think that somebody needs to bring up, why not? I mean, the tourists that come here, they use the roads, and they want to encourage tourists, which makes more use on a road. So, and I think that that's a good issue, and I think that it was something that if we pursued, I think would help. I think it would benefit the citizens and show that the party really cares about the people of Paso.
Oh, for sure. And that's something we can pick up, and maybe I can get with Kevin. He can, maybe he has a little better explanation than we do, because we don't really have one at the moment. But thanks for calling in, and we'll look into that for you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
All right. So, yeah, that's I didn't know the answer to that one either. So, although... okay. Anyway, we'll leave that one alone for now. So we were in the middle of talking. Did you get? We were talking about, my mind just blanked out, but we were at. Well, let's go on. You have other events planned, correct?
Oh, what we're doing.
Yes, so what you're doing
is getting the vote out by. I hope to have a group making calls.
Okay.
I know. The Republican Party should be able to give us a list of people.
Their software that, we have, yeah. Right,
that we can call and say, did you get your vote? You know, pick up ballots, drop them off, whatever we need to do. The Democrats do it, so I think we need to be doing it too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And what you're going to see this year is a motivated Democrat base. We have a primary election, which is usually not very motivating, but, you know, we also have a president that really sets off the left, and with everything going on, they're motivated to get the vote out. So if we want to sit on our hands, we're going to lose. We have to get out there, get the vote out. We have to get out and vote, and you have to talk to your neighbors, your friends, etc., and make sure they're voting, because the other side will be motivated this time around.
That's right. And the primary is so very important, especially since we have 2 Republicans that are neck and neck with our Democrat candidates. And we could, if we got enough people out there and joining one of those 2 candidates and have 2 in the top 2. Do you want to explain 2 in the top 2, Diane?
Oh, sure. Yeah. California, and I don't remember when this, I think it was in the 70s or 80s, they they got rid of the primary partisan election, where you would have the top vote getter, the Democrat Party would run off against the top vote getter, the Republican Party. They turned it into a jungle election, where the top 2 vote getters are runoff in the general election. And so this is the first time in over 20 years or more that the Republicans in California have a chance to get not just one, but maybe two of the top vote getters and start the shift from blue to red.
Yeah, and it should be an interesting primary. I have a feeling things are just starting to heat up on that, especially on the Democrat side. So I guess we'll keep saying it. We need to get out and vote and get your voices heard. We'll be right back with Sound Off after these messages.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
The Red Scooter Deli, with two locations downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles, has free delivery up to 5 miles and deliveries 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Order online or call 805-237-1780 to order great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com and use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
And good afternoon and welcome back to Sound Off. My name's Eric Gorham and I'm filling in for Karen Beely, who's out on assignment today. So there's a few other things coming out, and I think what's great, and I think we're going to see this happening more and more with the local party and groups like yours and other groups, is more working together. That's what I'm hoping for. We've seen it a little bit in the past here and there, but I would like it's, you know, when we're cross promoting, doing things like that and helping each other with events, etc. I mean, I used to go out with Atascadero and bring our easy ups, and they would go out to different events and sell things and do registrations. And, you know, it's just an example of how we used to work together. And I think we're seeing that coming back. So that's a great thing. And we were kind of talking, you were telling me that the Republican Party was having a movie night tomorrow.
Yes, the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo is having a movie night. It's called The War on Truth, if you want to Google it. It starts at 5:30. They ask for a donation of $20. And it's at the headquarters in San Luis Obispo.
Atascadero.
Atascadero,
yeah. Kind of right on El Camino. By, if you know where Taco Bell is or the Habit Burger, it's right across the street from the Habit.
A-Town
Diners. It's, what is it, the Mission Plaza, I believe? Something like that. I should know this. I'm an executive member. You'd think I would know this. But, yeah, and there'll be, I think there's another event coming up. I'll have to find it. And then coming up in late June, we'll be doing the 4th of July barbecue again. It's a week and before the 4th, which we always do at Templeton. And that's always a good one. You know, we're going to have your local candidates coming out. Dan Dow is the speaker for that. And you come enjoy some hot dogs, tri-tip, et cetera. And I know you guys have a presence on social media. We're getting ours together, actually. I kind of took the charge on that this week, last week, actually, and we're trying to get our social media together where people can actually find what we're doing and, you know, sign up if they want to, sign up to volunteer, sign up for an event like movie. Well, you don't have to sign up for movie night, but some of these barbecues and whatnot, you know, there's a charge and you got to get it, grab a ticket or a donation, I should say. It's never a charge. It's always a donation.
Oh, yeah. I have to use that donation word. Our social media, we have, of course, a website, PasoRoblesRWF.org. We're also on Facebook, and we're also on Instagram. I don't know how big our presence is. We have one of our members, Deb Caruna, if I'm pronouncing it right. Sorry if I'm not, Debbie. And she's stepped up to be our social media person, and she's just getting her... her feet wet on that. I did want to mention that if you're interested in the movie night at a Tascadero, the RP Slow event, it's $20 donation, and that includes pizza and refreshments.
Right.
So it's a good deal.
And it's the Adobe Plaza. I'm sorry, I'm getting texts right now, and I appreciate you all texting me right now. The you know, sometimes you have your days where you can't remember what your own name is, and that's where I'm at, apparently. So thank you guys for texting in the Adobe Plaza and the Tascadero.
Hey, it's somebody's listening.
Yeah. So, and that's a good event. You know, they try to do that. We try to do that once a month, do a movie night. Sometimes we skip one if there's a holiday or whatnot. You know, Christmas, it's usually at the end of the month. So if there's end of the month holidays, we might skip that movie night. And but it is a good event, and it's just good. You can come in, talk to people for a half an hour, get something to eat, and then watch a movie. And you know, a lot of people hang out at the end and kind of talk, and you know, what was the movie about, or just socialize in general. So it's a good place to meet like-minded people. And most of these events are, even when you go to your events, when you're talking about, what was the date of your event again?
May 11th, and we have Don Wagner, Secretary of State candidate.
Right, yeah, we endorsed Don. So, yeah, we're happy to see him coming here.
I saw that in the booklet, so that was great.
Yeah, and also for further enticement, at the Belisario, the bar there has happy hour from 5 to 6, so it's half off all drinks, full bar. And wine.
Oh, nice.
Lots of local labels.
There you go. So, yeah, then those are great places to hang out, grab a bite, see a speaker, learn what's happening in your community, because generally you guys will have a main speaker, maybe a speaker or two after that. And you're actually, this is going to be a meeting, correct? I mean, these are your meetings, so you'll go through a little bit of business of what you guys do.
Me being the president, when it comes to the meeting part, I keep it as short as possible. So we're talking 5 minutes.
Right. So they are great places, just like these barbecues, etc. Go around, meet who's doing what in the community if you want to get involved. I mean, every group out here, we're all volunteers. None of us are getting paid for this. And, you know, I know at the Republican headquarters, I hear a lot of complaining. And it's like, well, if you want to lead that, you know, if you want to come in, what's the answer to it? And it's not pointing at other people, telling them what they're not doing. So come on in, get involved. And sometimes we'll have people come in, they're so passionate about something, they end up being in charge of a group or a committee that's going to go try to change that in our community. And that's how things get done.
And just if you show up, if you like it, you can keep coming as a non-member, that's fine. If you decide you want to join, we love it. And you can do as much or as little as you want. Of course, we want people that'll help us join us and get our candidates elected, but we're happy to have you attend our meetings.
Yeah, and a lot of times too, you know, this is your chance, and you guys have had a lot of these really good, you know, if you had the governors, the people running for that office coming to town, this is your chance to meet them, listen to them talk, whether it's your local people or state or federal. I mean, federal, we don't get too into, but you never know. But I want to thank you guys for coming in. I think we ran out of time. It went quick there, but I appreciate it. And get out to the LaBella Lathera. Look at your guys' website or Facebook to find out those dates.
PasoRoblesRWF.org.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to be talking water, and there's a few things happening that you want to listen into here.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.